In this episode, we're going to be talking about the initial consultation with a personal injury lawyer. Whether it's a car accident or other type of injury claim, take advantage of the opportunity to speak with a personal injury lawyer free of charge. Most injury lawyers will give you a free consultation where you can ask questions and find out from the lawyer whether or not they think you have a viable case. It's a chance for you to get your questions answered, but also to determine whether or not this is the right lawyer for you and whether or not you should hire the lawyer to represent you. Typically what happens at the initial interview, I'll speak from my own experience at our office. The first person they will speak to will be an intake coordinator, someone with experience and understanding of the practice, what we do, what we typically look for in a personal injury matter, and get some preliminary details. Just some general questions. Date of the accident. The type of accident. Was it a car accident? Was it a slip and fall? Sort of the pertinent details about the injuries that occurred, whether it's fractures, brain injuries, soft tissue injury, and some identifying information like your name and contact information. And the reason they're gathering that information is so that they can speak then to the lawyer and give them some preliminary information so that the lawyer can make some initial suggestions on what information may be needed. Also to determine whether or not the lawyer or law firm can actually take on the type of matter that you're calling about. The next step would be to schedule a meeting with a lawyer. At our office, we give prospective clients the option to meet in person. Another option, if someone is unable or not well enough to travel to our office, we could see them at another location. This is typically where someone is an inpatient, still at the hospital or at a rehabilitation facility. Another option, of course, in this day and age is the availability of remote conferencing by video and obviously by phone. I would say telephone call remains the predominant choice, at least in the experience that we've had with our office. The next phase will be obviously the meeting. At the initial meeting, the lawyer will want to collect information from you, and that includes recollection of the events, but also some more detailed information. So I'm going to go through a little bit of what I would typically ask a client for or prospective client at an initial meeting. They'll confirm the type of accident, the location of the accident, and the predominant injuries. I like to get a very detailed narrative, whether that's motor vehicle crash or premises injury. I want to know the events in pretty great detail. Of course, you may not remember or know all of the details, and that's fine. The other information we would want, the addresses, locations, if it's motor vehicles involved, typically we would want to know if you have identifying information of the other parties involved. Copies of driver's licenses, insurance information. Did the police give you anything, an incident report? If it happened at a premises, is there another incident report that you got from the property owner? Also your own insurance information, medical insurance information. Those are the kinds of things we would collect. So it would be important to have that information with you, or at least accessible. We'd also want to know the identity of witnesses. We would typically ask for their names and contact information if you have it. If you have any photographs or video of the incident or the area, if it were a slip and fall or a trip and fall, I might ask about the shoes. I would say don't throw away the shoes. And so we'd ask for either custody of your footwear, or at the very least, we'd ask you not to throw it out, not to destroy it, and to take photographs, particularly of the soles. So those are some of the things that we would collect with respect to the incident. Other information your lawyer would want to know is medical treatment, doctors, hospitals, other healthcare providers that you've treated with since the injury or incident, but also your past medical history. Who were your doctors before? Were you on any medications before this incident? Did you have any health issues before this incident? We'll also go into detail about your prior accidents or injuries, previous car accidents or workplace injuries. How did you recover from those? Other questions will be relating to your work, what you do for a living, if you do work, are you on modified duties? Are you on modified hours? Are you completely off of work because it's a very serious injury? We also typically want to know what your plans were for work if it's an injury that's impacting or likely to impact your future plans. Don't be intimidated by the process. I know some people are nervous. Maybe you haven't had experience dealing with lawyers. You might feel nervous or intimidated. Let that go. Keep in mind, at the initial consultation, you're not committed to anything. You're not required to proceed. So it's really an opportunity for you to get the information, share information with the lawyer so they can give you some sort of an analysis of your claim, the viability, the likelihood of success. Your lawyer will typically share with you what can be done in a scenario such as yours, what you can expect. At the very least, that will give you information so that you can then make an informed decision on whether you want to proceed or if you just want to wait and see. I want to remind you that lawyers and clients, even prospective clients, enjoy a protection, which is the lawyer-client privilege. Anything you communicate to your lawyer in the context of bringing a personal injury claim will be protected. It gives you the opportunity to be fully candid. You should also be thinking in advance about questions you might have for the lawyer. Obviously, an important question is, what will this cost me? When we take on a personal injury claim, we proceed on what's called a contingency fee agreement, an agreement where us as the lawyer will not be paid unless and until we're successful at recovering money for our injured client. That's something you want to consider and ask questions about. I won't get into too much detail about that type of arrangement because we have another video specifically on that topic and other information on our website that you're welcome to explore. Somewhere near the end of the meeting with the lawyer, you're probably going to be asked if you want to hire the lawyer. If you do, great. The next steps would be to sign documents. Contingency fee retainer agreement, which is required to be in writing. In addition to that, authorization forms. Forms that allow your lawyer to collect medical records, insurance information, police records. That's generally what would take place is signing some forms. That could either be done again in person, more common today, electronic signatures. Once all the documents are signed, your lawyer or law firm can go ahead and open a file for you. They'll start collecting records, submitting forms to insurance companies, submitting documentation to the at-fault party, conducting investigations if necessary to try to present your case in the light most favorable to you. You're probably wondering, if you do proceed with hiring the lawyer, how involved will you need to be? That's a real common question we get. What's expected of me? One of the benefits of hiring a lawyer is that you will have access to paralegals and law clerks and legal assistants dealing with insurance companies, collecting information, delivering that information to the right parties to allow you to have less involvement, less stress. Some clients want to stay very involved in the process. They want to know what's going on at every step. Be clear with the lawyer on whether you're someone that's more interested in maintaining a very active role and knowing about each and every step, or if you prefer not to be as involved and allow the lawyer to handle it and just keep you apprised of major developments. By delegating the legal work to a lawyer and their team, it allows you as the injured party to really focus on getting better. Go to the doctor, report your symptoms, follow through with treatment recommendations. Let us deal with the insurance company, with the other lawyers, the investigation side of things. Hiring a lawyer is a great way of eliminating all of these other aspects of a case that can detract from your ability to really focus on yourself and your health. I hope you enjoyed this video and you found it informative. If you have any questions, you're welcome to call us. Feel free to call us. Our phone lines are open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Otherwise, you can visit our website and chat with us there or submit a contact form and we'll get back to you. Thanks again.